IVM. You're listening to the podcast presented by the Daily Pow. This is Pranuti
and Amit,
and we're from the Daily Pow, a Bombay specific food and culture platform, and this is our weekly podcast, the Powdcast. Now, this episode is an installment of The Scene, in which we talk about culture in the city. And today we're going to be talking about cultural events to look forward to in 2018. So stay tuned for The Scene. The Scene. So this episode is an installment of The Scene, in which we talk about culture in the city, and we're going to give you a heads up on all the exciting cultural events that are slated to take place this year. Amit, I think you have more to say than I do. There are lots of music things happening this year.
There's lots of stuff happening in the first quarter, and that's really what we know and is confirmed and we can talk about. You know, loads of stuff, and that's actually happens every year because this is kind of the festival season, which runs up to March. And as always, this year the big music festivals like Sula Fest and Mahindra Blues Fest are happening this year. And but like I'll first like maybe just go chronologically, and in Jan, for instance, the Quarter, which is this new music venue that we talked about at the Opera House, they are actually having some big gigs. And surprisingly, they are actually having Bollywood musicians coming and performing at the Opera House. So basically, they do these, whenever they do like really big artists, they have the gigs at the Opera House rather than at the Quarter, which is a smaller venue in the compound. And so it's slated to perform in Jan, for instance, is Amit Trivedi and Salim Suleiman.
So these guys are going to perform at the Opera House.
At the Opera House. And they're going to do, I think they're going to do sort of special concerts. They're not, I mean, I don't exactly know what they're going to do yet, but they're just confirmed for the venue yet. And they're also going to have A.R. Rahman in February 2nd. So like some really sort of big Bollywood gigs. And I'm sure they'll do them slightly differently, because even when they have like the indie musicians, they always have like them rearrange their stuff, you know, like they've done stuff with string quartets and things like that. So it'll be interesting to know, to see what kind of gigs they do. So those are the sort of major Bollywood things that they're doing. And then in March, actually, this Arijit Singh is going to do his, he's going to perform again in Bombay. And this is part of a 10-city tour he's doing across the country. And this will be the last gig. So I'm sure they'll try to make it like some, you know.
And he's also at the Opera House.
He's not at the Opera House. This is, I think, the venue, I don't think has been decided. It'll probably be a stadium. Like the last time he performed, he did MMRDA grounds, and he can really fill out those venues. He's really become like, he is like the most popular singer in Bollywood right now. And I don't think that anybody's done a 10-city tour across India before. You know, so he, so that's going to happen in March. Okay, anyway, following on, there's Sula Fest, of course, which is, you know, happens every year. And this year it's happening as it does in the first weekend of February in Nasik at Sula Vineyards. This is on the February 3rd and 4th. And this time it's a headline by, again, Amit Trivedi, who's obviously having a very busy gig season. Bauklang are back, that famous Austrian beatboxing group who used to have these sell-out gigs at Blue Frog.
At Blue Frog, yeah.
I mean, I've never seen Blue Frog as crowded as it used to be then. I mean, I think the capacity is of 600, and they used to have like 800 people at that gig. But it used to be crazy, but lots of fun. So they are back, and there's also somebody called Parov Stella, who is apparently the pioneer of electro swing now. And it'll be like festival music, stuff that you can dance to. So yeah. Then the next weekend, actually, it's a big weekend, because that weekend there's three things happening. Now, at the Opera House, there's John McLaughlin coming back with The Fourth Dimension, which is his current band, and it's actually the longest running band that he's had. And he is, and the band features Ranjit Barot, and he, of course, as you might know, is the artistic director of The Quarter. So he's going to be here. And now what they've been doing with the recent concerts is, not only have they been playing the stuff from their albums, but they've also been doing some Mahavishnu Orchestra stuff, which is, right, you know, this jazz fusion group that McLaughlin had in the 70s and is like sort of legendary group. So that's something to look forward to if you're a jazz fan. That's on February 8th and 9th at the Opera House. That same weekend, there's also Mahindra Blues Fest on the 10th and 11th. And Mahindra Blues Fest this time is being headlined by John Mayall, the legendary sort of British musician, blues musician, and there's Coco Montoya, who is an American guitarist. So, you know, again, that's something that is like an annual pilgrimage for a lot of people. In Pune on that weekend is VH1 Supersonic, which is from the 9th to 11th. And interestingly, this time, I mean, it's always been known as an electronic music festival. And so they've got Major Lazer coming back. Major Lazer, always super popular.
Who comes every 2 years or something.
Yeah, I mean, because they're super popular. I mean, they had the Lean On, which was like short. It had like this sort of...
Major Lazer song I know.
Yeah, but you know, they had those women in like Kerala saris. And yeah, they had like shorted, yeah. I think, somewhere... on the like somewhere in Maharashtra or something, and it was like became this huge hit, and so they're like big Indophiles, I think, Major Lazer. So they are back, and Marshmello, this other electronic music DJ, who's currently has this big hit called Wolves with Selena Gomez, is also going to be here. And but interestingly, the big sort of surprise for them has been Incubus, the American alternative rock group. You know, if you grew up in the 90s or 2000s. It's like, you know their stuff. And a lot of people were very excited about them. I didn't expect them to be part of this because they're a rock band. So they're going to be playing. There's also Alt-J, which will be playing. And they're going to have a rock stage. I don't know if this will be on both days of the festival, but they're definitely going to have a rock stage. They, I think some of the other bands, they're sort of local Indian indie bands. Like there's Dawn Butt and Passenger Revelator. Stuff, you know, bands like that are also playing this festival. So they will have one rock stage amongst all the other electronic stuff. And they also have to announce a couple of more headliners.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether those would be rock musicians or electronic musicians, but like, you know, this has suddenly become something that people who had no interest in it are suddenly excited by it because of this new addition. Then on Feb 14th, actually, is an event that you're really excited about.
I am, though I haven't bought tickets for it yet.
Yeah. We know how you're going to be celebrating Valentine's Day.
Oh, right. It's Valentine's Day. How lame am I that I don't even think of it. Huh.
So, you want to tell people who's coming.
It's Anderson Paak, who is this terrific American rapper.
Yeah.
Hip-hop star. And he's had like this incredible album called Malibu. I mean, I heard it last year and I instantly... you know, fell in love with this guy's music, and he's collaborated on some, you know, great couple of albums after that. So very excited to listen to Anderson Paak.
Yeah, and the other artist that's sort of co-headlining this is this British alternative rock band called Wolf Alice, whose album, most recent album, has been actually one of the most acclaimed albums of this year, Visions of a Life, and I'm sorry, last year. And so it's quite interesting that they're getting these sort of niche artists to come. And this has been organized by the Humming Tree. It's part of something called the Backdoors Festival. It's a day-long event. It's in Bangalore on the 17th of Feb. And it's coming to Bombay and Bangalore on the 14th. The tickets are out right now on Insider. And I think that this is going to be pretty interesting, you know, because they did it last year, I think, in Bangalore. And it's coming to Bombay this time. So... you know, if you're a fan of alternative music, I mean, I think you could even sort of consider Anderson Paak an alternative hip-hop artist, really.
Well, I don't know. He's collaborating with some pretty mainstream artists.
Yeah, but he's not like, you know, he's not like Drake or something.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, and speaking of which, I stumbled upon this sort of Facebook page saying Eminem in Mumbai. And somebody created this page. I don't know how valid it is, but like from suddenly out of nowhere, there's a date in June and says Eminem in Mumbai, and I don't think it's...
But it's unconfirmed.
It's unconfirmed. I haven't heard anything about it. But on the other hand, he's just released a new album. It's very likely he'll be on tour this year. So, you know, it's interesting.
Something to bear in mind.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all the exciting music stuff happening. And okay. Yeah.
And well, I don't have much to offer, but here are some of the non-music stuff. So as far as art goes, the Bhavdaji Lad will be holding a show called Asymmetrical Objects starting January 19th. And they haven't given out too many details of the show, what the show is going to be about, for example. But they have released the list of artists whose works will be shown. And... these are your top artists in the country. There's Jitish Kallat, who's had a solo show at the Bhavataji Lot previously, Meetu Sen, Prajakta Potnis, Ranbir Kalika, Rohini Devashar, who's also had a solo show at the museum, Sahej Rahal and Shilpa Gupta, and Reena Saini Kallat. So this is going to be a group show, but again, we don't know what exactly about. Then at some point in the year, the CSMVS is going to be opening a children's museum. And this is going to be designed by the noted Bombay architect Rahul Mehrotra. And the exhibits will be drawn from the museum's collection of paintings and toys.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
And CSMVS, we should say, is
the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj Vastu Sangrahalaya, formerly known as the Prince of Wales yeah. Museum. And they do a lot of stuff for kids. You know, they do a lot of workshops and they have a mobile museum, which is for kids. So I guess this is something only to be expected. And as far as architecture goes, you might remember that in 2016, Rahul Mehrotra, the architect, Kaiwan Mehta, who's also an architect and a teacher, and Ranjit Hoskote, who wears many hats, from cultural theorist to poet to art curator, etc., etc. The three of them had curated an exhibition called The State of Architecture at the NGMA, and they're going to be following it up with a show called The State of Housing at Max Müller. And as the title suggests, this it'll be about the housing issue in Bombay, in India. And in theatre, fans of Nasiruddin Shah and his group Motley can expect four new stories by Ismat Chugtai. These will be staged in April. We don't know what the stories are, but so far Motley has done, you know, two sets of performances based on Ismat Chuktai's story, Ismat Apa Ke Naam, mm-hmm. for example. And I think they've done, I don't know, 6-7 of her stories. And they're hugely popular and they do a great job. So that's something to look forward to. And there's Aladdin, which is a Disney show. And it's a Broadway-style musical that will be staged sometime in the summer of 2018.
So this is like Beauty and the Beast, which they also staged a couple of years ago, right?
Exactly. So it's, you know, Beauty and the Beast was a Broadway-style musical, and this will also be, you know, an extravagant musical.
Which is with an Indian cast, which
with
is
an
what
Indian
they did
cast.
Last time.
That's right, that's right. And finally, Rahul D'Acunha will be also staging a musical. It's called Hashtag Sing India Sing.
Okay.
And this will be staged in October.
Wow, but any details about that? His stuff is usually rooted in Bombay.
Yeah, and knowing and judging by Rahul D'Acunha's previous plays, it'll be about friends. But this is purely speculation.
Not all his plays are about friends, but they're all about Bombay. You know, in some way or the other.
So. Yeah. So this is all the culture stuff to look forward to in 2018. That's it for this episode, and we'll be back next week. For updates on city events, you can check out our Facebook, Instagram and Twitter pages. We're the Daily Pow on all three. You can listen to the podcast on the IVM website, the IVM app or your favorite podcasting platform.